Conversation 1.
I think I finally decided what to write in my paper.
It's a new museum right near the Capitol building in Washington, D.C.
Really? I picked a museum, too. A science museum up in Alberta, Canada. They look sort of like spaceship.
Say, I read about that. It was built about 20 years ago, and I think by the same architect who designed the building I'm interested in, Douglas Cardinal.
That's him. But I can't imagine Cardinal designing anything in the traditional classical style of the Capitol.
Well, this new structure has to fit in with the architecture of the Capitol, but its style is anything but traditional. I don't mean that it's one of those big glass boxes they call modern architecture, though. Instead of rectangles and straight lines, this building has rounded free-form shapes and sweeping curves. It's supposed to represent the natural forms like the canyon cliffs in the western states, rock formations that were shaped by water and the wind.
Sounds fantastic. But I wonder why that sort of style would be chosen for a building in Washington, D.C.
That's easy. This place is called National Museum of the American Indian, and it's devoted to exhibits of Native American cultures, including those of the West. And for Cardinal, this is his own family heritage, too. And in designing this museum, he was careful to respect the various Native American values and traditions, like paying attention to the direction of winds and the position of the sun and different seasons of the year.
Wow! An untraditional building, designed to showcase some of North America's oldest traditions. Interesting. Questions 1 to 4 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
Question 1. What is the discussion mainly about?
Question 2. What do the two museums mentioned in the conversation have in common?
Question 3. What does the new building designed by Cardinal look like?
Question 4. What kind of traditions are represented in Cardinal's new building?